Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just speaking into the void? Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Prime members. Are you tired of ads interfering with your favorite podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.com/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, who here loves when their nails are perfectly done? Me, I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle, and I started Olive in June because, let's be real, we all deserve to have gorgeous nails, but who wants to spend a fortune or half their day at the salon? And that's why I created the Manny System, so you can have that salon-perfect manicure right at home. And guess what? The best part? Each Manny only costs $2. Yep, you heard me, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 salon trips that eat up your day. Now you can paint your nails whenever you want, wherever you want. And trust me, you're going to be obsessed with your nails and everyone is going to ask you, where did you get your nails done? And here's a little something extra. Head over to oliveandjune.com and get 20% off your first Manny system with code PERFECTMANNY20 at oliveandjune.com/PERFECTMANNY20. That's code PERFECTMANNY20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/PERFECTMANNY20. You're all set for a nail glow up. Let's get those nails looking fabulous, shall we?
You're listening to TED Talks Daily, where we bring you new ideas to spark your curiosity every day. I'm your host, Elise Hugh. I have three daughters, so believe me when I tell you, over the years, I've read a lot of parenting books. And these days, it does seem like everyone has an opinion on the best way to parent. For university psychiatrist Mathilde H. Ross, the fear and anxiety parents have around getting parenting wrong is so real. But there's a point where all of the expert advice starts to make things worse. In her 2024 talk, Mathilde shares why anxiety is on the rise among parents and why sometimes all you really need to hear is, you've got this. That's coming up.
It's not that there's anything wrong with parenting books per se. It's just that they can be risky when they fall into the wrong hands. And when I say wrong hands, I mean parents. Specifically, conscientious and dutiful parents, which is most parents. Here's the problem. If you're a parent, you're probably just fine the way you are. All you need to hear is, you've got this. But everywhere you turn, experts tell you how complicated parenting has become. You should follow their advice on everything from putting your child to sleep, to feeding them, to playing with them, even though humans have somehow been doing this for millennia. Parenting books run the risk of turning conscientious and dutiful parents into anxious and obsessive parents. What do I mean? I'm a psychiatrist, and I have worked at Boston University's Counseling Center for nearly two decades. There's been a lot of hand-wringing about increasing anxiety among kids over the past decade or so. Experts have been lining up to explain why. It's cell phones, or social media, or maybe an over-reliance on therapy? Maybe? But what if there's a reason hiding in plain sight? What about parenting trends? The experts have got parents tied up in knots. So much so that the aftermath trickles into my office. Here's what I mean. Students tell me about parents monitoring their location on their cell phone and calling if they've ventured off campus or slept through class. They tell me about parents calling several times a day, then getting mad or worried when the busy student doesn't pick up. You can probably imagine how that goes. A generation ago, The experts told parents to get more involved. The pendulum has swung so far in the other direction that it's causing new problems. So now we have experts telling parents the importance of being less involved. What if all these experts just told parents to trust their instincts and do what feels right? Wouldn't sell many books. When it comes to managing teenagers, the relationship is everything. They need to feel like they can trust you with an important life decision or with a crisis. But they might not turn to you if they think it will cause an argument or make them more anxious. All the chatter is making parents more anxious. Clinicians like me think anxiety is contagious and is particularly transmissible to small children. Conflict mostly comes later. And these days, it's not just coming from books. Everywhere you turn, there's a social media influencer who's been a parent 6 months longer than you have, who is happy to sell parenting advice. Just click this link and pay 10 bucks, and you can watch her put her toddler down for a nap just a little bit better than you do. Does anyone remember how editing works? I could make a T-Rex look like a baby whisperer if I controlled the editing. So, if parenting culture turns dutiful parents into anxious and obsessive parents, what's a busy psychiatrist to recommend? Luckily, the perfect antidote to parenting angst already exists in a different section of your local bookstore. Puppy manuals! That's right. A puppy manual is practically the perfect gift for a first-time parent. They contain everything a new family needs to know. They usually start with a section like this. Prepare your home. Create a space where they can explore safely, removing any items that might be damaged by body fluids. See what I mean? I couldn't have said it better myself. Puppy manuals usually emphasize the importance of making the bonding process go well. Like this. Don't be afraid to be yourself. A puppy can accept any human or any family structure if they feel safe and loved. Being consistent and predictable helps. Your puppy might have difficulty reading you at first, so use effusive displays of affection. Love them with abandon. It might seem like they don't love you back, but that's okay. They've got a lot to get used to, not to mention an undeveloped brain. This also applies when they are teenagers. Use positive reinforcement. Reward desired behaviors clearly, and just ignore everything else. Puppies don't understand punishment or criticism, and these may interfere with the bonding process. Dogs are descended from pack animals. If you leave your puppy alone too much when they are little, they might become sensitive to abandonment. And never frighten your puppy. Frightening your puppy might make them anxious or aggressive. Huh, these puppy people are really on to something. Puppy manuals have quite a bit of information on growth and development, like this. Development is a biological imperative. It mostly just happens. Obsessing about developmental timelines is unlikely to be fun for you or your puppy. Expose your puppy to new things gradually, but do expose them to new things. They must learn to adapt to the human world, which is not a natural environment. And make sure your puppy gets plenty of sleep. They can't grow normally, learn well, or regulate their behavior without it. Plus, sleeping puppies are super cute. Here's some guidance on your relationship with your puppy. Barking is normal. Some dogs are loud. Just take a break from them if you need it. You will eventually love them for their barking. Your puppy will probably never be interested in stories about your job or your views on politics. Don't worry about it. Play games with them. Isn't that why you got a puppy? There's also helpful guidance about managing a puppy in contemporary society. like this. Dogs have existed for millennia. Your puppy can probably survive without that plastic gadget being pushed by a social media influencer. Your puppy will probably never be chosen for the Westminster Dog Show. Most aren't, so don't worry about it. The Westminster Dog Show is mostly about having the right breeding. Besides, those competitions can make dogs neurotic and high maintenance. Someday, your puppy might feel like chasing a bunny or playing with another dog. They will eventually prefer other dogs to you. That's okay. It doesn't mean they don't love you. It means they have a secure attachment. A secure attachment is the foundation for healthy exploration during puppyhood and optimal mental health during adulthood. There you have it. Everything new parents need to know can be found in a puppy manual. Happily, it's mostly stuff that reasonable people already know. You are the only parenting expert your child needs. You are quite literally evolved for this. So I'll say it again. You've got this. Thank you.
That was Mathilde H. Ross at TED Next in 2024. If you're curious about TED's curation, find out more at TED.com/curation guidelines. And that's it for today's show. TED Talks Daily is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced and edited by our team, Martha Estefanos, Oliver Friedman, Brian Green, Lucy Little, Alejandra Salazar, and Tonsica Sarmarnivon. It was mixed by Christopher Fazy Bogan. Additional support from Emma Taubner and Daniela Ballarezo. I'm Elise Hugh. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh idea for your feed. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Paige from Giggly Squad, and this episode is brought to you by Nordstrom. Nordstrom is here to help you dress in a way that feels totally you with the best spring styles. From boho dresses and matching sets to must-have bags and sneakers, discover thousands of items from lots of your favorite brands, like Mango, Reformation, Veronica Beard, and Farm Rio. It's easy too, with free shipping and returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in stores and at Nordstrom.com.
Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. Just ask the Capital One bank guy. It's pretty much all he talks about, in a good way. He'd also tell you that this podcast is his favorite podcast, too. Ah, really? Thanks, Capital One bank guy. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Support for this podcast and the following message is brought to you by E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. With E-Trade, you can dive into the market with easy-to-use tools, $0 commissions, and a wide range of investments. And now there's even more to love. Get access to industry-leading research and insights from Morgan Stanley to help guide your decisions. Open an account and get up to $1,000 or more with a qualifying deposit. Get started today at E-Trade.com. Terms and other fees apply. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley.